Hey everyone, welcome to episode 4 of Tales from the Campfire. Today we have me, myself, and I, Red Leader.
Sir Cushalot.
Silent Knight here.
And I know it's been a while. We've been meaning to do one of these for a while now, but we've actually been out adventuring and shooting some videos for you guys. We just got off of our latest backpacking trip about a week or two ago from Zaleski in Ohio. It was a pretty fun trip. We got to see a lot of things. It was a pretty grueling trip, too. Mm. And we're just going to talk about it for a little bit and give you an idea of what our experiences were like. I'll go ahead and start out with Sir Cussalot, and he can tell me the things that he liked about it.
Well, I like the camping part of it. I didn't really, I packed a way heavier pack than I should have, so, the trail was hell for me, but, I enjoyed the camping part. That was my favorite. I was able to bring some coffee. What's that thing called again? That thing I bought, what was it? It had a name.
The Drip Sip.
Adventure Archives have it, because they got sent one.
Yeah, it's called the... Something Drip, isn't it?
Something. It's a way to have a coffee filter out there in the woods, and you stick it over your cup, it clips onto your cup, and you just pour hot water onto the actual coffee grounds. And I brought some powdered creamer, and so I had me some coffee. The moon was out that night for once.
Oh, yeah.
We had a moon and stars. There were no clouds at night. So it was really pretty. Heard some coyotes. Only once, though. A whippoorwill and an owl.
Yeah, we heard that whippoorwill all night.
Yeah, he wouldn't shut up. He kept getting closer and closer, making it hard to go to sleep, too. But the walk was not very fun.
Oh, we'll get into the negatives here.
Yeah, it was a rough. I would say if you didn't have a heavy backpack, though, the trail would be fine. I think it'd be a little rough.
There was a lot of uphills and downhills for sure, and it was muddy. But we'll get into that.
That's true. It was money.
All right. Silent Knight, what were some of the things that you liked about the trail?
Well, I mean, there was some good scenery and stuff. Up on the hill, you can actually see far out and stuff. So that was pretty nice. Then, of course, at nighttime, the stars and the moon and stuff. The moon was so bright that you really didn't need your headlamp. You could see pretty good.
Yeah, we could see really well. We turned off all the lights and we could actually see each other. That was cool. I liked that.
So that was pretty nice.
All right, as for me, I just love being out there. I actually felt like we were away from people. I actually felt like we were doing it, you know. We're out there doing it, and
we were doing it.
Yeah. But like they said, I love the you could see the moon and the stars and everything. This is really the first time we actually got to experience that, because it's always been cloudy or an overcast where we couldn't see it really good.
The moon and the stars in the sky.
Yeah.
It was a good time, though. I really had a good time. I mean, I was in a lot of pain for a lot of it, but I still enjoyed it. So, because it was my own fault. It's not Zaleski's fault. It's not even the trail's fault. I packed way too much, made it way too heavy because it was going to be cold. I tried to plan on trying to stay warm, and I had suffered for it. So.
Yeah. Well, that's your quality of sleep versus your quality of hiking, you know. And that's something that, you know, when you're just starting out, like, you don't know. You actually have to go out there and do and figure out what's right for you. Mm-hmm. I love that there was scenery changes as well. I mean, there's times where we're, like, way up high on a cliff. And there was times we were way down in the wetlands. There was some ponds and lakes.
I mean,
I liked the
change of view, but I didn't like it being dragged all the way down just to get dragged back up again.
And also, there were like some caves and like waterfalls. And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wetlands were cool, though. Yeah. That was really cool to see.
Yeah.
Some frog jump in. That's about it, though. But
I felt like there might have been alligators in there.
I feel like you'd see more now. Now that it's been hotter out, I feel like the amphibians and reptiles are moving around a lot more now than they were then a few weeks ago.
Okay, now I guess we can go on and talk about the negatives of the trail. I'll go ahead and start. Some of the negatives is it was really, really muddy and really wet. And all of the things that I have researched has said that this trail is really dry. There was no water except for some water in the wells at the campgrounds.
Yeah, there was all kinds of creeks.
But we had some rain a few days before that, so that's probably why. You may not have the same experience as we had when we went.
I'd say those wet spots, though, they looked really wet. Like, it would take quite a few weeks of no rain for that to be completely dried up.
Yeah, that's true.
So I would expect there to be some muddy spots. But most of the muddy spots you hit do have a way around them, so it's not that
bad. Yeah, it was like a lot of detouring and stuff, yeah, especially on the very bad parts.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, though. Yeah. But it was muddy, yeah. Your shoes are going to get muddy on this trail. Just deal with that. For sure. Also, I didn't like how the trail was probably not as marked as well as it should have been, and it could have been. There's a lot of, if you look at the map, if you pick up the map and you look at it, that tells you where this is, these letters. They've got them in the wrong spots, and then they're nowhere near where you can see you are on the map. Some of them aren't there at all. There was one letter I never even saw. Maybe it got knocked down. I don't know. I never saw it. But, you know, I mean, I love trails that really, these places where they work really hard to mark them and show you just how far you are in. They supply maps. They did supply a map, and that helped out a lot. Just the letters are not where they really should be according to the map. But still, it's you won't get lost as long as you have I would definitely have a map, though.
Yeah, the only negative would be, he's right, you wouldn't get lost on this trail. No. But, it's the trying to figure out the distance between points that we had a problem with.
The best trail so far that we've had that's been marked has been that one in Greenbow. That was probably the best marked trail I've seen as of yet. But, you know, we've only walked maybe 10 different trails so far. So we've got a ways to go.
Ain't that funny. Greenbow is one of the most trail marked.
Yeah, that one, it has the best. It did. It really did. This one is probably the second best well marked, or third.
Well, Vesuvius is pretty well marked.
Yeah, Vesuvius is well marked. That's a really easy trail. Not hard to get lost on, anyways. But they put up the things, the reflectors, that way you can see at night.
Well, I didn't think Four Seas was too bad either.
No, that wasn't bad either.
Okay. Because that one used paint, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
See, I like the ones where they actually go out there and they hammer up these diamonds that are reflective, just in case you're out there at night. These trails that just put paint on there, I feel like they're kind of lazy, and that's what the Zaleski did. They had paint. So, that's just my opinion.
Did you say negatives?
Well, my negative is just there was a lot of, just the uphills and stuff.
Yeah, there were a few rough uphills. But the biggest negative was my backpack. Yeah. And that was my own fault, not Zaleski's fault. So, you know. Other than the wet parts, great camping sites on both. They have camping site 1 and 2. Both of those are great places. They have many different places to camp at those sites. You just have to walk around, but you will find them. Even the one we thought was our trail, but we actually took this little walk past our campsite, and it went down to more campsites. So always be on the lookout, because those campsites are full of places to camp. You just kind of have to walk around and look for them.
Okay, well, that's going to bring me to my third question. Is were there any surprises on this trail? Like, anything unexpected? I'll go ahead and start off by saying that, kind of segue in from the campsites. I was really surprised that they actually had water in these wells.
That's very nice.
With pumps, and they even had an outhouse up there for you to use.
Yeah, that's nice.
Like you said, the campsites were very well established, and there was plenty of them. The only downside for that is kind of like, for me, I want to feel like I'm like out in the forest, you know. And when you have an outhouse right there in front of you, it kind of takes you out of it just a little bit. And I could see like in some on the on seasons that there could be a lot of people up there, and that also may take you out of it a bit too, especially if there's a line at the privy.
Well, the whole reason I do this is to get away from people, so I like to be out there and away from them. Now, the bathroom thing does not really make me feel like I'm not out there. I know I'm out there. I can do a 360 and completely see that I'm out there, and there was nobody else out there.
It's
either.
Like my legs, feet, and back knows I'm out there.
Yeah, that's true. They did know I was out there, and I could scream as loud as I wanted to. Nobody heard me. That's when you're out there. I mean, seeing an outhouse, it was made out of wood. It's not a plastic one. It looks, you're still basically shitting in the woods because all it was a hole.
In the ground.
Yeah. Into the ground. That's, so, yeah, it didn't make me, no, I didn't really. Too bad.
So what did surprise you then?
Well, that actually surprised me. I was actually shocked that there was a bathroom out there. I was like, that's awesome. I thought it was awesome because I don't like hanging my ass over a log. So I thought that the fact that they actually put a bathroom out there was really cool. The fact that there was water out there and that little gift box thing where they had put a notebook in and you could write down your experience out there.
Yeah, a comments box.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of my biggest surprises
and
right there.
Campers also would leave the little things for the next camper that came along. Like when we got there, somebody had left a little fire starter for us. Smelled really good too. Did not smell like a fire starter, but it was a fire starter in a little cupcake holder. And so we took that and we used it, and we left something for the next people. What did you leave? There was also ink pens, some medicine in there.
Oh, I left some dude wipes because you'll be hard pressed to find any toilet paper in the outhouse there.
Yeah.
So I left some dude wipes for the next passerby.
Yeah, dude wipes are great. Just wipe your hands. Doesn't matter what you want to wipe, they're great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
All right, Silent Night, do you have any surprises about the trail?
Just, my only surprise was just a comment in the bathrooms.
Yeah. I really like reading the people's past experiences there.
Yeah, that was nice. We kind of flipped through it, read quite a few of them from a few years ago. We jumped to fall of last year and kind of read up to where we went when our spot. So, like, somebody was there like 3 days before us.
Okay, which that brings me to my next thing. As far as weird experiences out, like, on a trail somewhere, we all had a pretty weird experience. The very next morning when we woke up, there was these loud boomings. I mean, it sounded like artillery shells going off. It was bright and sunny, no chance of rain. This was not shotgun or rifle blast. There was news reports that other people in the surrounding counties had heard these same
it's crazy.
Boomings, and nobody can pinpoint. There was no power outages. They contacted the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. There was no aircraft going supersonic speeds at that time. And it was just really weird.
Now, we heard it off in the distance. But now these reports were saying that these people were hearing it like it was right down the road. So I guess these sounds were closer to them than they were to us, but we could hear them off in the distance. And we thought, what, if somebody's doing something, who knows? I mean, you know, people are always, maybe they're building a road or something, or blowing open the mountain, who knows?
It kind of sounds like kind of explosion.
Well, they were also all kind of in session with each other. They were in a rhythm. They were boom.
Like maybe boom. Dynamite, you know, maybe dynamite.
But it was loud. From where we were, but we could tell it was far away, but we could also tell it was loud.
Yeah, we thought we were being bombed.
So I don't know what that was, but apparently nobody knows. That's the problem now. That we've researched what the sound was. People were calling the police and all kinds of things, and now with all the investigation, nobody knows what the sound was. So
another thing on top of weird experiences, I mean, we didn't experience anything. But the history of Zaleski and the history of Moonville and there being so many deaths and weird happenings around there and it being like one of the most haunted places in Ohio.
Ghostly explosions.
Yeah, maybe. There was there's a history of the Moonville Tunnel, which is just, you could actually see from one of the cliff sides we were on, a really awesome view of the railroad track. And that railroad track leads to the Moonville Tunnel, which there was a brakeman back in the early 1900s, maybe even late 1800s, I'm not sure right now. He drunkenly tried to stop a train, and he got ran over. And people say that they can still see him waving his lantern till this day.
Yes. And we'll be paying a visit to that tunnel, hopefully, this fall.
Yeah, for...
to bring you a Halloween episode.
For sure, man. Yeah. Yeah, that's a trail in itself.
Mm. Yeah, but I don't think it's that far to get back to the tunnel. And we're just going to go back to the tunnel, film, and then head out, right? I mean, we're not going to...
We really haven't talked about it too much. Yeah. I don't even know if you can camp along there or not.
We will be going to... Where are we heading next?
We're going to be heading to the New River Gorge. Yeah. And we'll be hiking the... That's in West Virginia. We will be hiking to the New River Gorge in West Virginia, where we'll be hiking the Glade Creek Trail.
Yeah.
We're all excited about this one because it's supposed to be pretty easy walking. It's 6.5 miles one way, so we'll have to do an about face and walk back the next day and go back to our vehicle. But there's supposed to be rapids, swimming holes, rivers, really tall bridges, and mountains.
This one's a little bit of a relaxation trip, I guess you'd say. You know, a little bit... 6 miles, yes, and the 6 miles back out, but not much, you know, flat, peaceful. I'm probably not nowhere near as rough as Alaska would be, so just going to enjoy being out in the middle of the woods, hopefully, this time.
I don't even think it'll be as rough as Vesuvius from the
probably not, yeah, from the what we read, yeah, Vesuvius is the easiest trail I've been on so far, so this one actually might top it and easy. So
yeah, I can't wait to do some swimming. Hopefully it's warm enough to jump in a hole somewhere.
It better be. I want to swim too.
In a mild night, I'll be perfect that, man.
I don't care if it's hot at night, just don't want it to be muggy at night.
Yeah.
It can be 80 at night. If it's not muggy, then 80 is fine at night.
Well, we're going to be next to a lot of water, so it'll probably be muggy. All right, so the next thing is... I know a couple of you had some health issues while we're on the trail. Actually, I was fine.
Actually, none of us had health issues on the trail. I think it was your driving that killed us. No, mine started before I even got in the car. Mine started at home. I was on the commode for 30 minutes. It wasn't happening. My stomach pain was horrible. It hit me the whole drive up towards Zaleski. Finally, we pulled over and it hit. But then this nice old couple wouldn't let me use the bathroom at this store. So I had to hold the extreme amount of pain until we got to a gas station / McDonald's.
Yeah.
And what town was that?
What town was that?
Was that Jackson?
I think it might have been Jackson.
I thought it was a little short before Jackson.
Maybe it was before Jackson. It was a Clark's Pumpkin Shop / McDonald's, so... I don't know.
Was it MacArthur?
My band,
But I had to go, finally.
You took it like a champ.
Yeah, I will say it was the worst smell I've ever smelled in my entire life. That's 35 years of being on this planet. And then it still hurt after that, but slowly went away over the next, 5 or 6 hours. It took a while for it to completely go away. That was mine, and then Brett got hit on the way back.
Yeah, I started having a bad headache then because of my sinuses. Then made me real nauseous on the way back home.
Mm.
Which I got to say, on our way back home, we stopped at a Ponderosa Steakhouse.
That was worth the trip.
That was some of the best food I've had in a while.
That, that dessert, man. There's so many different kinds. My God. Why did Ashland ever get rid of their Ponderosa? I'm going to bust them in the face.
I don't know, but...
They're idiots.
All you can eat buffet after you've just been hiking in the woods for two days. There's nothing like it.
And I tell you, I would prefer Ponderosa's buffet probably to... I know more people would probably prefer Golden Corral, but I feel like there's more attention to the food at the Ponderosa. They do it a little bit better. So I think, in my opinion, a little bit cleaner. Oh, sorry.
It didn't, but... It wasn't sloppy either.
No, it wasn't like sloppy gunk. Like in the movie Vegas, the Vegas Vacation, where they go to the buffet and it's yellow or blue and they slap it on their plate. Yeah, that's my rendition of Golden Corral. That's what I feel like when I walk into a Golden Corral. That's what I feel like I'm walking into. Mm-hmm. I don't like the dessert at Golden Corral. It's all, most of it's anything worth eating off there would be sugar-free, and then it don't taste good. Now, the kids love it because they have cotton candy and chocolate-covered strawberries. I don't like chocolate on my strawberries. That's not normal. I think strawberries should be eaten by themselves.
Well, I mean, I think what really added to it was... We were in the woods for 2 days.
Yeah, that probably made it, you know, like maybe if we had went to Golden Corral, it would have tasted better than it ever tasted before.
Yeah.
Possibly. I mean, I do like the Golden Corral because I love that they have steak. I love the steak, and I eat like steak and shrimp like crazy. And their salad bar is actually pretty decent.
And I think that we need to really try to, after a big trip like that, try to find another buffet. I mean, I think that's just really awesome. I mean, I know a lot of these lodges at these state parks offer, you know, buffets and things like that. Relatively cheap, too.
I've always been a big fan of Ponderosa's fried chicken. I've always thought they've done a wonderful job with their fried chicken. And they did. Again, it's still as good as it was last time I had it. And their shrimp was really good.
Does anybody remember the town we were in that we ate Ponderosa?
I wish we could.
I think that was Jackson.
That was Jackson.
Yeah. But we drove an hour. We drove at least an hour before we stopped, right? No?
No.
It was like 50 minutes.
He said it was 50 minutes. I remember him saying that.
Yeah, and then we had about an hour to drive after that. But anyway, I've got to give props to them. We came in there looking like a bunch of homeless people, bums that's been living under the bridge for like, you know,
I'm sure we
God
didn't
knows
smell
how long.
Good. I don't know. Probably not.
And they actually waived my drink. You know, I wouldn't have been able to afford mine and Muscle Man's food. But they knew that we were out there and everything. I guess they're used to people hiking and backpackers and that sort of thing.
Probably.
And then they waived our drinks for us, so that was really awesome, and I got to give them props.
And their ice cream was very good. Not that crappy stuff you usually get at most buffets. This ice cream was good. It was like McDonald's-style ice cream. It was good. It was very good, so I would definitely recommend... running over to Ponderosa in that town. We need to get on here and write the town down so they get their actual credit so people actually stop
by.
Yeah,
for sure.
Very pretty. A little weird how it was built. You know, you kind of walk down a ramp to get into the restaurant. I thought that was weird.
Next to a bar.
but it was nice. The waitress was very nice. Smelt nice. but it was good.
Yeah. I mean, I really like to try to hit, like, local foods, you know, like something different than we don't have around here. But we couldn't find any, like,
we were starving, so it was kind of just a...
Yeah, that's why we went to a Ponderosa instead of something unique. Poor Brett didn't get to eat any of it.
I feel bad for him.
No.
Because it was good. But, I mean, if my stomach was hurting on the way back, I wouldn't eat anything either.
Yeah. I mean, it's only a matter of time before that happens to me, because usually I've got stomach problems, I got knee problems.
I know, you're the one that has the ankle stomach problems. And then me and Brad are the ones that get hit.
So, we're going to experience all kinds of stuff when we're out there. We'll probably end up having to take a crap in the woods one day, and then that'll be a completely new experience.
Yeah. That'll be fun. I'm enjoying that. I've had to do that once already in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never done it. Climbing
Mount Laconia with my grandfather. I had stomach problems. We weren't even up 2.5 miles yet to the Rainbow Falls yet, and I already had to, I had to go off into the woods.
And we're not trying to gross anybody out here, but this is just the facts of life.
That's just what
happens. It's going to happen to you.
Yep.
If you're listening to this podcast, you've probably already experienced it yourself before, or getting ready to.
Oh, yeah. Or you will. You know, I mean, you can't help what your stomach does when you wake up 8 o'clock in the morning and it just starts churning. And yeah, my stomach, God, it was the worst.
All right. final thoughts. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Even though I was in extreme pain on the way there, and then an extreme back pain, shoulder pain, knee pain on the way through, I still had a great time. I don't know why exactly. I just did. I just loved being out there. I loved camping. I didn't get homesick this time. I was very proud of myself for that. Yay. I didn't get homesick this time. It might have helped that when we were up on the ridge that there was signal. I could talk and call here and there.
And it might have been that you had your best buddies around, too.
That's what it was. That's what it was, see, yeah. I don't know. There was something. I just can't get that sitting down and having a nice cup of coffee with that sky. I mean, it makes every problem you have disappear.
And with the butterflies, I swear it does. Too.
Yeah, God, there was a lot of butterflies there. When we got up in the morning, we didn't see them. Really, the day before, yeah. It was when we got up, there were butterflies everywhere. Which, that made it freaking awesome. I mean, the whole trip, I just love it. I can't wait to get back out there. So.
You have any final thoughts, Silent Night?
Well, besides getting sick at the end, but I had a great time.
Let's hold off until this gets by.
Yeah, he can cut it out.
Yeah.
We'll have to go in and cut it out.
I'll tell you when to do it.
Maybe you can sing it.
Yeah, I know. Okay,
now you go.
Alright. Besides getting sick toward the end, but I had a great time. I loved the sky that night. It was so pretty and stuff.
Yeah, it was.
I've been meaning to ask you, Silent. You're saying something about how you didn't like camping. I'm like, did you have a bad experience that night or something?
Sleeping?
Just the cold and on the ground and stuff.
Cold. You were cold that night?
Oh, it was too chilly. I mean, yeah.
I wasn't at all.
I didn't have the greatest experience sleeping. No. It was the experience of before it was time to head to bed and after I got up.
But that's always my worst experience is sleeping out there. If it wasn't for sleeping, I would have had a great time.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. But that's something we're pampered as human beings. You know, we sleep in beds. We buy beds now that... Oh, the future of beds is ridiculous.
I mean, the more we do it, the more we'll get used to it.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I don't care. I mean, I survived hardly any sleep, roughing it with a way too heavy backpack, and I survived fine. So, with lighter backpacks, you know, like our next trip, I don't even care how much sleep I get. Obviously, I'm going to be fine.
And as for my final thoughts is... you know, I just had a great experience overall. You know, I had your minor aches and pains as usual. But, you know, I just actually felt energized and with it. We didn't... The great thing was is we didn't have to hurry up and get out of there at any certain time. We could just take our time and go at our own pace. And also, there's something else while I have you guys here. I mean, this may be a little...
Okay. Here it comes. I already know. I feel the same way, and we'll just end it there.
We all three feel the same way.
Yeah, we all feel the same way.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm not always going to say it. Because I have the same thought, too, but I was like, I'm not going to say it, though.
No. Too much gayness.
Too much gayness.
Well, we can't say gay on the air nowadays, and your foot's touching.
It is? Oh, yes.
And
you can? I thought you could.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but we're not making. Correct. Yeah, but we don't work for NBC or CBS or ABC or Fox, so we don't have.
Well,
to
when
about
we say
fired.
Gay, we don't mean like the sexual gayness, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. People just need to like us for who we are. I don't. I mean, if we want to get into it, I have no problem with gay people. I really don't. That doesn't bother me.
Me neither.
People they don't bother me. Yeah,
no. Go do what you want. I mean, I actually believe they should be allowed to be married too. It doesn't bother me.
But anyway, basically, I'm gonna say it.
Oh my God.
There we go.
Like I really feel like we. Like bonded. I mean, like there was just something. It was like we went through something. we went through something and I feel differently afterwards.
No, I know what you mean. I had a better time that we were all four there than if it was just me or Corey, me or Brad, or me or JR, or whatever. I had a better time knowing that all four of us were there.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we wanted you to go so bad.
Yeah, that's why we want you to go so bad to the next one, because I had a better time that everybody was there.
Yeah, we just went through something together, and we don't... We don't even have to, like, talk to each other. We just look at each other and know. We'd be like, yeah, you know. You know. But anyway, like we said, we have another trip coming up very soon, within the next few weeks. And we can't wait to bring that video to you. And we want to thank you all for joining in and subscribing, and tell your friends about us, tell your family about us, and make sure you definitely subscribe to us, and check out www.knightsofthetrail.com if you want the audio-only version of this podcast. Also, check us out on Knights of the Trail Patreon page, where you can find out the benefits of supporting us while we're out on the trail. And until next time.
Yes, Queen.
See you out on the trail.